Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 232, entitled, The Lord's Promise to His People. As I continue in the book of Numbers, I want to point out why faith is integral. It is up to us to be obedient and observant of the promises of the Lord. The blessings and the curses. Pay attention. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give to the sons of Israel. From each of their father's tribes you shall send a man, every one a leader among them. Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 through 2 of the King James Version. God already knew who and what was there. It was for the Israelites to be prepared and to know that God never allows anyone to walk in darkness. He spoke and proclaimed that He will give this land to the children of Israel. Moses was very specific in his commands. Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, Go up this way into the Negev, the south country. Then go up into the hill country. See what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. Remember, Moses is a military strategist. And whether the land in which they live is good or bad, whether the cities in which they live are open camps or fortifications, and what the land is, whether it be productive or lean, whether there is timber on it or not. Make an effort to get some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Numbers chapter 13, verse 20 of the Amplified Version. These next few verses are important. They allow you to see the evil that the inhabitants of this land practiced, and why the Lord said, For all the repulsive acts have been done by the men who lived in the land before you, and the land has become defiled. Do none of these things so that the land will not vomit you out should you defile it, as it has vomited out the nation which has been before you. Leviticus chapter 18, verses 27 through 28 of the Amplified Version. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob, a town in Lebanon, at Lebohamath in the far north. When they had gone up into Negev, the south country, they came to Hebron and Ahiman, Sheshai and Telea, the descendants of Anak, were there. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, cluster of grapes, and from there cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a pole between the two of them, with some of the pomegranates and figs. Numbers chapter 13, verses 21 to 23 of the Amplified Version. Did you hear me? It took two men to carry a single cluster of grapes. That place was called the Valley of Eshcol, cluster of grapes, because of the cluster of grapes which the sons of Israel cut down there. When they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days, they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh, and brought back word to them and to all the congregation, and showed them the land's fruit. Numbers chapter 13, verses 24 to 26 of the Amplified Version. Here again, the promise of the Lord is being made manifest. And I have said that I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Exodus chapter 3, verse 17 of the King James Version. Now the spies came back to report to Moses and Aaron their findings, that it is a land that flows with milk and honey, that the people were strong and the cities had walls around them with large fortified buildings. But here is what they feared most. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Numbers chapter 13, verse 28 of the King James Version. These are the Nephilim, the giants from the days of Noah, of the family of Goliath, whom David slew. This was said twice, even as Caleb, one of the 12 that was sent of the tribe of Judah, stood on faith. It is revealed that this one man's faith is a direct consequence of the return of his tribe in the future to the land given to them of God. He trusted the Lord in spite of what he saw. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." Numbers chapter 13, verses 30 to 31 of the King James Version. This is why faith must be strengthened, just as salvation and sanctification are continued works. Not a one-time said and done. The devil has deceived many. The lack of faith, disbelief, and disobedience of the others was considered an evil report. God has sent his servant Celestial to try to prepare us for what is coming again. The Israelites feared them because they saw Nephilim consuming the land and the people. They were literally eating the other inhabitants. Pay attention to the Amplified Version. So they gave the Israelites a bad report about the land which they spied out, saying, "The land through which we went in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants." Are you paying attention? "And all the people that we saw are men of great stature. There we saw the Nephilim. The sons of Anak are part of the Nephilim. and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. Numbers chapter 13, verses 32 to 33 of the Amplified Version. When many pastors preach on this sermon, they make it seem as if they were going up against regular men and that they only lacked confidence. But part of the evil that was happening is that they were continuing many of the practices that brought upon the flood in the days of Noah. The Nephilim were still procreating with man when they were not eating them. As you see, these beings walk the earth among us. Remember who and what they truly are. And now the giants who are produced from the spirits and flesh shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Enoch 15, verse 8. At their death, they turn into demons. And even after all that the Lord have done for the Israelites thus far, including the parting of the two seas, the killing of all the firstborn of Egypt, and the drowning of Pharaoh's army in the depths of the sea among all of the plagues, they lifted not one finger in all that God did. This is why they bore the judgment of death and eternal damnation. So before I reveal the mindset of self-pity, I want to warn you that this way of thinking and behaving is accursed. It is despised in the eyes of God as a blatant disregard of his power and sovereignty. He will do nothing with or for you while you are in this state. Backsliding. And when prolonged, it leads to death. Their behavior and intent also shows the danger of vigilante justice. The mob mentality or herd mentality that is evident in society today. Then all the congregation of Israel raised their voices and cried out, and the people wept that night. All the Israelites murmured in discontent against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, "Oh, that we had died in Egypt, or that we had died in this wilderness." Before I go on, let me warn you that God would give them exactly what they asked for. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land of Canaan to fall by the sword? Our wives and children will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 through 3 of the Amplified Version. As the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, this mentality is a grievous curse. It is why people return to what God attempts to deliver them from. That is why it is written, "But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washing to her wallowing in the mire." 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22 of the King James Version. So they said to one another, "Let us appoint a new leader and return to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the Israelites. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes as a sign of grief. And they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, "The land through which we passed as spies is an exceedingly good land. Numbers chapter 14, verses 4 through 7 of the Amplified Version. Joshua and Caleb seemed to be the only two that appreciated the leadership of Moses while reverencing and fearing the Lord. You can become so selfish and entitled, grounded in self-pity, that you can't see blessings if they smacked you in the face or knocked you off your feet. Focusing on God is a must. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands. Psalm chapter 143, verse 5 of the King James Version. Psalm 119 is one of the longest psalms centered on meditation of God's laws, statutes, and precepts. To learn Him and His nature. It is integral to know Him and to learn of His ways. Listen to the wisdom of these two men. If the Lord delights in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Hallelujah. Do not fear them. Numbers chapter 14, verses 8 through 9 of the Amplified Version. I will always come back to this fact. Many are only saved because of whom they are associated with. The devil will deceive them into self-righteousness. But all the congregation said to stone Joshua and Caleb with stones. But the glory and brilliance of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting, tabernacle, before all the sons of Israel. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people treat me disrespectfully and reject, provoke me? And how long will they not believe in me, despite all the miraculous signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence, plague, and dispossess, disinherit them, and will make you into a nation greater and mightier than they." Numbers chapter 14, verses 10 through 12 of the Amplified Version. Do many people notice and recognize that God would not address the people directly? Think about that. They were unholy, even unclean. It is different when men do this to others. It shows their lack of esteem for themselves, the need to belittle others because they deem themselves as being inferior. But when it is of God, because of our sinful nature, it speaks volumes. It is why the Israelites also never spoke directly to God, but to Moses. Again, be thankful for those who are chosen of God, that pray over and intercede for you. Remember, now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. John chapter 9, verse 31 of the King James Version. Let it be confirmed. And Moses said unto the Lord, "Then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to all the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Numbers chapter 14, verses 13 through 14 of the King James Version. Moses knew how to approach our sovereign Lord with meekness, humility, and respect. And he also was aware of how the devil would spin the situation out of the mouth of man, as if God could ever fail. It is always man who sins, but it is always man who would blame God for their wickedness when he judges them. God's judgments are always righteous. He is beautiful, merciful, but he is a consuming fire. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and is of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory, my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. Numbers chapter 14, verses 17 through 23 of the Amplified Version. God ordered Moses to send them into the wilderness. And I will close with this, because many people in their sin, in their murmuring and complaining, will and are getting exactly what we are asking for. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.